So, we have a gentleman living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who, and this is a Christmas perspective, so focus. Roger, hold your breath. Bite your tongue. Carol, hold his hand really hard. We have a gentleman living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who is probably not most of our first choices for being in the White House. However, hold on to that for a few minutes. I have heard that he portrays himself as a gentle, kindly, wonderful grandfather. His grandkids call him Pop. Just saying. Cognitive issues aside, his family refers to him as Pop. People describe him as a gentle, kindly, loving man. But based on interviews that I've heard in the last month and several that I've read on a few different websites of people that have known the man for 40 or 50 years, he is evil. And he does it on purpose. Stay with me. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Have you ever thought about that? We talk about this a little bit every year, but have you ever really thought about that? What an amazing thing it is that God ordained way beforehand that this Messiah was going to be born in Bethlehem. Check out Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And that he so ordained things that when the time came, the Messiah's mother and legal father were living not in Bethlehem, but in Nazareth. That's 90 miles. And that in order to fulfill his word and bring the two unheard of, insignificant little people to Bethlehem that first Christmas, God put it in the heart of Caesar Augustus. This is why I brought up Biden. Caesar Augustus makes Biden look like Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Caesar Augustus was evil almost incarnate. He hung people on crosses. He tortured people brutally, and he enjoyed it. And he did a lot as far as modernizing the world, but he did it on the backs of slaves, and he was evil. But, and this is important, God put it in the heart of this evil man, Caesar Augustus, that all the Roman world would be enrolled each in his own town. God put it on the heart of an evil man to get Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. A decree for the entire world in order to move two little people 90 miles. Have you ever felt like me, little, insignificant in a world of 7 billion people, where all the news is about political and economic and social movements and outstanding people with global significance and lots of power and lots of prestige? If you have, it's normal and it's common. But don't let it make you unhappy, sad, or disheartened. For it is implicit in Scripture that all the mammoth political forces and all the giant industrial complexes, read that, Joe Biden and everybody else, without their even knowing it, are being guided by God, not for their own sake, but for the sake of God's little people. That's us. The little Mary, the little Joseph, who have to be gotten from Nazareth, 90 miles away, to Bethlehem. God wields an empire to fulfill his word and bless his kids, his children. This world looks horrendous right now. This country looks horrendous right now. There's a lot that Donald Trump says that I agree with, but he said something yesterday, or maybe Friday, but I read it yesterday, about this country is going to be in an irredeemable place soon if we're not careful. Trump doesn't get to make that call. Biden doesn't get to make that call. Jesus Christ makes that call. Now, Biden is in place for such a time as this. Don't think because you experience adversity in your little world of experience that the hand of God, the hand of the Lord is shortened. It is not our prosperity or our fame, it's our holiness that God seeks with all of his heart. It's our holiness that God seeks with all. He doesn't care. Well, he does. But it's not as important to him how rich and healthy and happy we are. What is important to him is our holiness. And to that end, God rules the world. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1 says, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will." He turns Biden, turns Pelosi, turns Trump, turns Whitmer, turns David Tuggle any way he wants to his glory, for his will, for his purposes. He's always turning it for his saving and sanctifying and eternal purposes among his people. He is a big God for little people, and we have great cause to rejoice, people, because unbeknownst to them, all the kings and all the presidents and all the premiers and all the chancellors and all the chiefs of the world follow the sovereign decrees of our Father who art in heaven, that we, his children, might be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus the Christ, and then enter into his glory. Folks, when everything has fallen apart, when everything looks horrendous, don't fret. Fear not, for he is with us. And all God's people said, amen.